Today, Iran summoned the Swiss ambassador in Tehran, who represents U.S. interests there. Officials handed over documents that they say show a missing Iranian nuclear scientist was kidnapped by the U.S. The World's Katie Clark reports.
The scientist, Shahram Amiri, vanished a year ago while on a religious pilgrimage to Saudi Arabia. Family members say Amiri had been closely questioned by Saudi police at the airport upon his arrival. Later, he called his wife from the Saudi city of Medina. That was the last anyone in Iran heard from him, perhaps until this week. This video was shown on state-run Iranian TV. The picture is grainy, but it shows a man who looks like Amiri wearing headphones and talking into a webcam. The man says he was abducted and brought to Tucson, Arizona. He says he's been tortured by U.S. intelligence agents, and he appeals for human rights groups to press for his release. The Iranian TV broadcast comes the same week that another purported video of Amiri appeared, this one on YouTube. In this video, a man who also looks like Amiri explains that he's happily living in the U.S. He says he wants to put an end to rumors that he was handing nuclear secrets over to the Americans. He asserts that he's not taken any steps against his homeland. The man appears relaxed in the YouTube clip. He's dressed in a sport coat and dress shirt and is sitting on a leather sofa. He says he'd like to continue his education in the U.S. Neither video has been independently verified, but the men in both clips look a lot like photographs of Amiri that have appeared in Iranian media. In March, ABC News reported that Amiri had defected and was helping the CIA. The agency declined to comment for that report. This week's competing videos only deepen the mystery surrounding Shahram Amiri.
I don't know, and I don't know anybody who knows, whether he was abducted or defected.
Cliff Kupchan is an Iran analyst with the Eurasia Group.
I think, and most people working on Iran believe, that he's supplying very valuable information to the United States at this point. How he got here is a tale for a future espionage book.
One of those valuable pieces of information might have to do with a secret uranium enrichment site near the city of Qom. Iranian officials only told the International Atomic Energy Agency about the site last September, although President Obama said at the time that U.S. intelligence officials had gotten word of the site several months before. Mohammed Sahimi of the University of Southern California says that makes sense if Amiri had been talking to the Americans.
I believe that based on the evidence that I have seen and read, he was the one that alerted the United States regarding the enrichment facility near Qom. So although I cannot be 100% sure, I believe that's what has happened.
Sahimi doubts, though, that Amiri has much more information to provide U.S. officials.
The fact that Shahram Amiri, who was a nuclear scientist, could get out of Iran and go to Saudi Arabia for pilgrim, that just indicates that, he doesn't know much about Iran's nuclear program.
When asked about the Iranian scientist today, a State Department spokesman said, quote, the U.S. did not kidnap him. For The World, this is Katie Clark.